wanted to do 10-minute halacha topics this week relating to weddings and marriage, mostly weddings, because this week is Yehuda Williams' wedding. So I figured we'll cover the chasana. We should discuss wedding issues. And this way we'll be able to pick out everything they're doing wrong. No, as a show, I'm sure they'll do everything right. One of the issues is just where a chuppah should be, the proper place for a chuppah. So in Ashkenazic communities, the minhag used to always be that the chuppah would be outside, tachas kippas hashemayim, underneath the open sky, and that's a simin tov, that's a positive sign that their children should be kikochvei hashemayim. That minhag is recorded in the Ramah, in Ibn Ezra, Simin Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph. There are other people that gave other reasons for the idea for this minhag of being tachas kippas hashemayim, not just that the children should be as numerous as the stars of the sky, but that dafka shouldn't be in the house, because in the house it's a very narrow and confined place, and therefore it's likely that men and women together in a very confined place will lead to all sorts of mechsholim. The Nisun Kilchsa quotes such an idea from the She'elas Yitzchak Simen Samach. Also he says, if the chuppah is not in the reshus of the chasan, so he's not. It may not work. He may not be kone his wife for the chuppah that's not in his reshus. So they dafka put it outside in reshus harabim, where everybody has equal ownership, and therefore the chasan can use such a chuppah. But if it's in a house, very often it'll be in the girl's parents' house or something, like father of the bride or whatever, where it's gonna. And if it's in her father's property, so then he's not going to be able to be kone. That's another possible reason why dafka should be in the house. Now, is it absolutely required that the chuppah should be outside? So the Achronim write that in those places where the minhag was to be mamad the chuppah tachas kippas hashemayim, where the minhag was to do it outside under the sky. So in the Stechemin, he writes that you should not change the minhag. But in the Chassan Sofer Simon Pehei, he writes that in the Chassan Sofer Simon Pehei and the Sheilas Yitzchak Nisun Kilchsa quotes from both of them that it's asur lifrotz gidrom shel rishonim, and if this is something that the rishonim said you should do, then that's what you should do. However, the achronim point out, and again, all according to Sun Kilchsa, but Yabia Omer Chel Gimel Simin Yud points out that it certainly shouldn't lead to any fights over something like that. As Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that it's not even a chashash iser, that it doesn't even begin to be a chashash iser to have a wedding inside. So. And for sure, if Moshe writes in his tshuva, if a rabbi is asked to be mesavik kiddushin at a wedding, and the wedding's going to be inside, and they're not going to have a skylight that opens up to the outside, for sure it's not a reason to reject being a mesavik kiddushin. It's not something like that. Now, I remember when I got married, I asked Rosh Hechter, the way the wedding hall was set up, and I have no idea why it was set up this way. I got married in the New Brunswick Hilton, I think it's called. Something Brunswick Hilton, East Brunswick Hilton, New Brunswick Hilton, something like that. And there was a skylight in the room, but the skylight wasn't in the center of the room. It was like off to the side. So the two possibilities were, do the chuppah where you would normally see the chuppah in the room, but it's not going to be under the skylight, or do it off to the side a little bit so that the room is set up where the men on one side, the women on the other side, and the chuppah is directly in front of the women, not on the men's side. But then you'll be under the skylight. So I asked Rav Shechter what we should do. He said, you should do it under the skylight. He said, minhag is quoted in the Ramah, and look, you don't have to have the wedding in a place. We're not so machmir in that minhag that if it's not under the skylight that it's a problem, but if it's in the room, so you might as well use it. So I remember our chuppah was like a very oddly placed chuppah. It was like a little bit off to the side because of the setup of the room. Now, it's interesting, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, in Mipnine HaRav, in the second volume, in the Mipnine HaRav, he says that a stira in what the minhag of Reb Chaim was, that Rav Salvechik said that his grandfather Reb Chaim was never makbid on this, of it being tachas kippas hashemayim. He didn't think it was an issue at all. But Rav Shechter quotes in a footnote that they printed a letter from Reb Chaim in the Chaveres Mevakshei Torah Sivan Tavshin Nuntes, where Reb Chaim writes, "Im yirtzu shachupa tia babayis, Gamzel lo michachmi yishalu. That if you ask that the chuppah should be inside, should be indoors, not tachas kibbutz hashemayim, it's not a wise question that you ask to do something like that. V'chi ma'atu ta'amesh al ramal l'rameis bir chasavos tur chatzavim shezeu yisod ha'chayim v'yisod ha'kiddushim v'nisuin. What is the reason the Ramah gave to be a bracha for children not a good enough reason? Is the Ramah not strong enough that you should try to be poured together and have a chuppah not tachas kibbutz hashemayim? Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his grandfather that Hitaka wasn't makbid, that he didn't mind when it wasn't tachas kibbutz hashemayim. So a little bit of a stira in what the story was with Rav Chaim. Rav Shech said he was confused. He writes in Mipnei Rav that he was confused by the Rav not being makbid about this, because the Rav spent so much time on explaining every little minhag that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that it was a little bit strange that when someone asked the Rav once if they should make sure that their wedding hall is in such a place where it could be tachas kibbutz hashemayim, the Rav said, Mata chashev, Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu makshiv l'tfilos l'brachos hanemaros toch habayis. Wait, you think God doesn't hear the tfilos and the brachos that are inside a house? He can't hear all the way from out there? That's ridiculous. Obviously God hears everything. So Rav Shach said he was confused by that. Why would the Rav just dismiss a minute that's quoted in the Ramah? And he just dismisses it like that. So he says, then he saw the tshuva from Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe writes that this minug is not a takanas chachamim and not a minug mitzad is a dinuch shash iser. It's just a simen bracha bialma. It's a simen bracha that the Ramah writes, similar to the simen bracha of what time of the month to get married. That to get married at the Miloy Alavana, when the moon is in the middle of the month, when the moon is very full, and no one's makbid about that anymore. So he thought that's probably why the Rav wasn't so makbid about it either. Now, what if there is a skylight, but it's actually a glass? It's a glass window. It doesn't open up directly tachas kippas hashemayim. So the Nisun Kilchasa quotes from the Levushei Mordechai and the Birchas Chaim that's the same as a roof. That's not considered to be tachas kippas hashemayim. Tachas kippas hashemayim means that it has to be really open. Now, depending on what the svara is, L'chora, one could argue that if it's because of Birch Sabanim that you see the stars and the stars are a sign for Birch Sabanim, so then why should a skylight be any different than an opening as long as you can see through and see the stars? So unless the glass makes it that you're unable to see the stars. Now, if it's about being outside and men and women not being squished together, then even if it's open, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help that you have a window open up on top. There is an old minhag to have the quoted by the Bach and Or Chaim and Simon Kufay and Dalid and in Eben Ezer and Simon Samach Aleph to have the chuppah dafka in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. However, there were places where they didn't accept this minhag to dafka have the chuppah in a Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. Now, the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses is different than in the Beis HaKnesses itself. The Beis HaKnesses itself, that's a major, major tumult in the poskim. It was an old minhag in a lot of places in Europe that they would have the chuppah dafka in a shul. The Maril quotes this in Hilchos Nisuin, the Maram Mintz quotes it. It's quoted in the Ramar in Yordea, Shin Sadi Aleph Siv Gimel, that they had such a minhag. Now, there are those that argue that the Ramah is a Tov Sofer. Nisun Kilsa quotes that there are those that say that instead of saying Beis HaKnesses, it should say Beis HaNisuin, that they would have the chuppah not in the Beis HaKnesses, but in the wedding hall, which is a more logical place to have the chuppah in the Beis HaNisuin. But the way we have the Ramah, it seems to say the Beis HaKnesses, so there was such a minhag. Now, several hundred years ago, they were mevatel this minhag. The Maram Shik already in Simon Pei Zayin writes that with this minhag should no longer be practiced because the Christians do their weddings in churches. So it's going to be chukas akum if we do our weddings dafka in the shul. We shouldn't do it in our place of prayer. So there were a lot of poskim that asered a chuppah in the shul, and either because it's going to look like the reason, it's going to look like being like the gayim. That's the reason Chassam Sofer quotes Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadiches. Or because it's a pekia in the kedushas Beis HaKnesses, especially when there are men and women there mixing together, so it's going to be a pekia in the covenant of the Beis HaKnesses if you have men and women there together. That's also a reason quoted by the poskim. That's the reason they quote B'Shem Rav Kook in a tshuva Rav Kook wrote in a tshuva that it's going to be a problem in the kedushas Beis HaKnesses to have a lack of tznius. And third reason is because that's going to be mevatel the minhag to do tachas kippas hashemayim, that it's supposed to be tachas kippas hashemayim in the shul, it's not tachas kippas hashemayim. those were the reasons that they asserted it in earlier generations in many communities. Now, and they suggested that you can't compare it to the generations before that, where they were doing it in the shul, where they were having weddings in the shul, because that was before the goyim began to have weddings in churches, and they didn't allow women to come into the shul, so it wasn't a problem. There was only men that were showing up anyway, or whatever. All these reasons, for whatever reason, didn't apply. Now, this Isser that they made was accepted in several places in Hungary, in Poland, in Litva, in Russia, and other places. In Sephardic Kihilos, they always had a chuppah in shul, and they were never makbid about this hakpada not to have a chuppah in shul. In America, the shaila came up again. So a lot of the poskim suggested that we could be makel in America. Rav Moshe writes in Gush Moshe and Tzadi Gimel that in America the goyim aren't always makbid to have a wedding in a church nowadays anyway. So it's not necessarily being mitzvah to the goyim, and therefore he doesn't see that it should be an iser to have a wedding in the shul. Others write that the iser still remains intact. The Nisun Kilchsa quotes from the Shalos Tshuvos Maharav. I'm not sure who that is, but he says that even in America we should still aser having the wedding in the shul, especially if it was an old iser that was created al yidei Rabbi Seinu, the previous generations. We shouldn't do away with the iser. I think somewhere in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter says that Rav Soloveitchik showed up to a Talmud's wedding, and he saw that it was in a shul, and he said, if I would have known it was in a shul, I wouldn't have come. I didn't realize that it was in a shul. I think somewhere in this, he has a story like that, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was a conservative shul. I could be wrong. I have to check that up again, so don't take my word for that. What about being Masada Kedushin in Beis Knesset, if you hold that you're not supposed to have it? So again, that's a further, within the camp that holds you're not supposed to have it in a shul, they then have a further deal, can you be Masada Kedushin if it is in a shul? So some are Mekel, some are Machmir. Okay, now certainly if the wedding was done in Beis Knesset, you don't have to go back and renew your vows or anything. It's certainly kosher lechaladeos. The wedding is certainly a valid wedding. But those are the two issues we discussed today. Tachas kippas shmaim and in a beis haknesses.